我们还是看提摩太 后书第二章。
We're still looking into 2 Timothy chapter 2.
圣灵借着保罗向提摩太提说一件非常严肃的事。
The Holy Spirit through Paul reminds Timothy of a very solemn matter.
一面提醒他要留意过去他所听到的。
On the one hand, to let Timothy pay attention, remember what he had heard in the past.
也特别要留意那一个时候圣灵借着保罗向他们说的。
And especially to remember at that time what Paul spoke to them through the Spirit.
说出基督的所事和基督的所做。
The word spoken to them regarding who the Lord is, who Christ is, and what Christ has done.
借着这样的认识把我们吸引在神的永远的旨意里。
And through this knowledge to capture them, to compel them before the eternal will of God.
超越过眼见所遇见的一切难处。
And that this will surpass any difficulty or hardship that they may encounter or their sight can see.
叫我们的心紧紧地贴在神在我们身上恢复的旨意。
So that our hearts can be closely to the Lord and His eternal and glorious will.
虽然有些时候我们会有失败，有软弱。
And even though sometimes we may be weak and fail,
但是我们的失败和软弱不能改变我们的主的信实。
But our weaknesses and failures cannot change the faithfulness of our Lord.
正因着这样，我们就更受吸引来跟着他的脚踪往前。
And because of this, that we're even compelled more to follow his footsteps to go forward.
所以我们今天晚上从14节开始看底下的那一大段。
So tonight we'll continue on with verse 14 to see the passage that...
14节就说你要使众人回想这些事。
Verse 14 reads of these things, put them in remembrance.
什么事呢？
What matters?
就是从基督是大卫的后裔那这个事实所开始的。一直到我们要与基督一同做王的这一大段话。
And that is the matter concerning, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David to the part that we shall reign with Christ.
基督的显出，一直到我们这些人给带到与基督一同做王。
And it is the manifestation of Christ until the point that we shall reign with Christ.
这当中是有许多不容易的经历。
In the midst of this process, there is many difficult experiences.
但是感谢主，他是复活的主。
But thank the Lord, he is the risen Lord.
他复活的生命会扶，要扶持我们走过这一段不容易走的路。
And his risen life shall support us to go through this uneasy path.
那所以圣灵就提醒我们常常要回想基督的道路。
Therefore the Holy Spirit continues to remind us that we often have to put in remembrance the way of Christ,
把我们整个的心思放在基督的道路上。
So that our entire heart can be put upon this way of Christ,
和基督的目的上。
And upon the purpose of Christ,
这是非常重要的事情。
And this is a very important matter.
圣灵特别提醒当时的提摩太，也包括我们以后所有的蒙主恩典的人在内。
The Holy Spirit reminds Timothy at that time, and also to us who shall be under the grace of the Lord.
而有一件事情是需要留意的。
That there is a matter for us to remember.
也是我们常常会掉进去的仇敌的陷阱。
And this is also a snare that will often fall unto the enemy.
也就是底下所说的。不要为言语来争辩。
And that is the matter, do not be striving about words.
但是我们人就是喜欢为着言语来争辩。
But for us men, we like to strive about words.
我也承认有很长一段的时间我非常非常喜欢在言语上和别人争辩。
And I personally confess that there was a very long period of time that I like to strive about words with others.
我记得一次就跟人家辩，究竟是永远得救，还是得救要失掉。
And then I remember once that I debated with others about this eternal salvation or that we may lose this salvation.
当然我感谢神，借着那些争辩也有一点好处， 那个好处就是把自己推进神的话语的里面去。
Of course, on the one hand, I thank the Lord for those striving because it would force me to push me into the Word of God.
但是我又看到另外一方面。
But I also saw the other side.
变得对方没有话讲了，他还是不接受。
That even though you may strive with the other and they have nothing else to say, but still they will not accept it.
感觉好像浪费时间，浪费力气。
And so you have this feeling that you have spent your energy and your time in waste.
的确就像这里所说的。
And just like it is recorded here,
没有什么益处。
It is to no profit.
反倒叫那些第三者在那里看，还有你们自己信主的人自己还弄得不清楚，才到这里变来变去。
But it will let the third party to see that those who believe the Lord, that you're not clear, that you are still debating amongst yourselves.
那究竟你们所相信的谁是真的？
So then they would doubt who is the truth, who believes the truth.
当然我们在那 我说的刚才在变那个永远得救的还算是有点道理。
And then of course what I was referring to that I was debating over if it's eternal salvation it may be logical.
但是有些时候啊的确是在那里变的是没有什么意思。
But indeed sometimes there is debate over nothing.
我也曾经跟人家变过净和洗。
And I even debated once over the baptism and the sprinkling.
也跟人家辩过神或者上帝。
And I also debated on the term is this God or the King of Heaven.
那现在回想过来，这些在这些言辞上的争辩的确是没有什么太大的好处。
And then when I think back, indeed these debating over terms have not much profit.
又拿神和上帝来说。
And just for this example, is it God or is it the heavenly king?
我说对，就是对那个真正信主的人。
And to those who truly believe in the Lord,
我的神就是他的上帝。
That my God is his heavenly king.
言语是不一样，但是在心思里头那个事实是一样。
But even though the terms may be different, but it is still the same within our hearts.
当然我不会跟着他说上帝。
But of course I would not use the same terminology as they would the heavenly king.
但是我也没有办法改变他不叫上帝。
But I cannot change the thinking that that is the heavenly king.
既然在他里面那个认识跟我里面的认识是一样的，就不必为这个外面的言辞来争辩了。
But as long as his understanding from within is the same as mine, we don't need to debate over words.
这是消极那一方面。
And this is on the passive side.
但在积极那一方面，圣灵是有带领的。
And on the active side, the Spirit guides.
那怎么带领什么呢？
How does the Spirit guide?
15节就说了。
Verse 15 says,
为言语争辩是没有什么意思，积极那一方面你要注意这一个。
Now there is no profit to striving about words, but actively you have to pay attention to this.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的公服事主的人，让我们把它说，那这里是说工人按着正义分解真理的道。
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, we say servants, that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
要竭力的是放在什么事上面呢？
What do we have to study to show?
是放在那一个真理上面。
To study to show upon the truth.
放在那个道上面。
To put ourselves on the word of truth.
不是放在言辞的上面。
Not about words.
那怎么放在那个真理的道上面呢？
Now how do we put ourselves upon the word of truth?
首先他叫我们看见我们这些人在主面前的那一个所站的地位。
First we must see the position which we stand before the Lord.
我们是神的用人。
That we are the workmen for God.
不管是全时间服侍也好，带着职业都好，在实际上我们都是站在做主仆人的地位上。
That whether it be a full-time worker of God or a one with earthly vocation, that we are still all servants of God.
在原则上这是很明确的。
That is very clear on principle.
当然在这里所提的是特别指着那些 长时间服侍的人。
Of course, what is mentioned here specifically is to the full-time servant.
不过从原则是把我们众人都包括在里边。
But in principle, it includes all of us.
我们愿意做一个服侍主的人，我们就给包括在里边。
If we're one who is willing to serve the Lord, we will be included here.
那我们就要看见我们所站的地位。
Then we must first see the position which we stand.
是主的工人。
We are workmen for God.
但是不能光是只有这个地位。
Not only can we have this position.
必须要有一个实际。
We must have the practicality.
那个实际就是在神面前无愧。
And that the reality is that we are not ashamed before God.
给带到神面前的时候，没有什么叫自己感觉羞愧的事。
That when we're brought before God, there's nothing that would cause us to be ashamed.
也就是说，我们实实在在在那里做一个服在主的管理调度，做成主所要做的事的。
And practically speaking, we are one who is brought before God without shame, that we would be under His authority, that we are submissive to Him, that He can work as He wants.
很重要的一点就是你要按照准确的意思来解开真理的话。
And a very important point is that we must be able to rightly define the word of truth.
那个意思就是说，你不能用你自己的意思去说神所说的话。
And that is meaning to say you cannot use your own meaning, your own terms to say the word of God.
你要先揣摩到神的说话的时候的意思，然后把神所说过的话来表达出来。
You must first be able to meditate and understand the word of God that was spoken, and then speak forth the word of God that which you understood.
这一句话好像是字句不多。
Now this verse does not have many words.
但是很有讲究。
But it's very interesting, meaningful.
第一
first,
就是说到那个正义。
First, it is the right meaning.
什么叫做正义呢？
What is the right meaning?
正义就是那个准确的意思。
Right meaning means you have the right understanding.
那个准确的意思是什么？
What is that right understanding?
那个准确的意思就是主所说的话原来是什么意思。
The right meaning means what is the original meaning of the Lord's spoken words.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important point.
你说出神说话的时候那一个原来的意思。
That you're able to speak forth the original meaning of the Lord speaking at that time.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
因为不是这样说的话就不是神要说的话。
Because if you do not speak in this manner, it is not the words wanting to speak about.
但是我们怎么能知道是正义还是不是正义呢？
Then how are we able to understand if it's right or wrong?
我说是正义，你说不是。
I may say it is right, but you may say it's wrong.
你说是，我说不是。
And what you say is right, then maybe I say it's wrong.
那根据什么来说是正义呢？
And according to what do we say this is right?
这个是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very solemn matter.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须记得一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we must first remember one thing.
神是从永远到永远的神。
God is an eternal God.
不管他在什么时候说的话。
Regardless of what time he speaks.
在亚当的日子说的话。
Whether he spoke in the time of Adam.
到现在还是准确的。
That it is still accurate today.
在大卫的日子说的话。
In the days of David.
到现在还是不能更改的。
His spoken words cannot be changed today.
因为他是从永远到永远的。
Because he is a God from eternity to eternity.
所以他说出的话是不能更改的。
So his spoken words cannot be changed.
也不会更改。
And they will not be changed.
同时。
And at the same time.
神所说的话虽然经过很长很长的时间。
The spoken words of God even though have gone through a very long period of time.
那么长的时间里神说了许许多多的话。
And in this long period of time, he has spoken many words.
但是这些话不会彼此冲突，彼此矛盾的。
But these words would not conflict or undermine each other.
只会彼此补充，使那个意义更明确。
But they will only support one another so that the meaning is even more clear.
这里我要举一些例子。
And here I must show some examples.
弟兄姊妹就比较很容易能体会得到。
Then it will be very easy for brothers and sisters to understand.
不过这些例子一举出来啊，又会产生辩论。
But then once I point these examples out, maybe there will be.
但是我怕弟兄姊妹们不存一个辩论的心思来去领会。
I hope brothers and sisters will not have this heart and attitude to debate about these words.
那我们说被提这一件事。
Now, if we mention about this matter of rapture,
究竟被提是传教会呢，还是得胜者 先被提呢？
Now is this matter of rapture the whole church or first the overcomers?
那这个事情啊，已经在教会里边辩论了一百几十年了。
Now this matter has been debated over in the church for over like a century, and is still being debated upon.
从前我也很喜欢辩，但是现在我觉得没有什么意思。
And before I also loved to debate, but I find it with no profit now.
因为如果我们实实在在按照主自己的话，来活的话，不管你哪一个主张被提出，不会给你有影响。
Because if we truly live by the word of God, it doesn't matter whether the whole church be raptured or the overcomers be raptured first.
不过我们不能不注意，神的话不能产生矛盾。
But we must pay attention that the word of God will not conflict with each other.
被提的事情发生，一定是发生在复活以后。
Now the matter of rapture would surely come after resurrection.
如果没有，不是先有复活，就不可能有被提。
If you do not first have resurrection, you will not be raptured.
那因此，弟兄姊妹你就注意了。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在什么情形底下，才能在先复活后被提这一个次序上不产生难处呢？
Then under what situation would you have no difficulty with this timeline that first there is resurrection and then rapture?
只有传教会在灾前被提才能显出这样的一个和谐。
Now only there's harmony in the whole church being raptured before the tribulation, then there is no conflict of the word.
因为弟兄姊妹，我们不能不留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, we must pay attention.
如果说，当然，我个人是非常鼓励弟兄姊妹们要追求做一个得胜者。
Of course, I personally would encourage brothers and sisters each to individually strive as an overcomer.
但是我不会让弟兄姊妹们你看见得胜者是被提的条件。
But I will not let brothers and sisters see that an overcomer is the qualification to be raptured.
就是你要注意到，说到得胜者，你不能只是看见当主来的时候的那一批还活着的人当中的得胜者。
Now, brothers and sisters, when you refer to an overcomer, you cannot solely look at the group of overcomers that are still living in the time when our Lord returns.
因为你说到得胜者，必须要包括从使徒时代开始一直到主来的时候。
Because when you use the term of the whole group of overcomers, you must start at the time of the apostles till when the Lord returns.
如果是这样的包括，
and if it's this inclusive,
那弟兄姊妹们，
And brothers and sisters,
当得胜者被提的时候，就是得胜者先复活了。
Then when the overcomers, if they're first raptured, then there's first the resurrection.
不得胜者就不复活了。
And those who are not overcomers, they would not be risen.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这当中有漏洞没有？
Now brothers and sisters, do you see what's wrong with this?
那个漏洞在哪里呢？
And where is the shortcoming?
有好些个漏洞。
There are a few.
不过我稍微点一点。就是
I just point forth a few loopholes.
那些失败的又死掉的又没有复就不复活了。
Now those who have died and they're not an overcomer, they would not be risen then.
那他们就很便宜了。
Then it is very easy to get off for them.
因为得胜者一个最大的那一个好，如果说得胜者先被提的那个好处就是说他们不经过灾难。
Now if you say that then those who are first rapture are the overcomers, then one of the benefits you can call that they would not go through the tribulation.
但是主来以前就已经去世的那些不得胜的呢？
Then what about before the Lord returns and those who have gone asleep and they were not overcomers?
他们在得胜者被提的时候他们没有复活。
Then when the overcomers are raptured, they are not risen.
所以有没有灾难跟他们没有关系。
So whether there's a tribulation or not has nothing to do with it.
如果你说他们是复活，不过不能被提。
And if you say yes, they're risen, but they are not raptured.
这里边那个问题更大了。
Then this is even more a question mark about this.
因为是复活进入灾难。
Because they're risen to enter into the tribulation.
哦，这个话在圣经里边的确是没有。给我们看到的。
And indeed, this is not let us be able to see this in the scriptures.
你特别看那个 帖撒罗尼迦罗尼迦前书第四章，你看那个次序看得非常清楚。
And if you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, you can see the sequence very clearly.
我稍微轻举这个例，但是我不怕，不像弟兄姊妹们为了这些事情进入一些辩论。
Now I'm just slightly mentioning about this. I do not want brothers and sisters to enter into a debate regarding this.
不过我只是愿意弟兄姊妹能留意什么叫做正义。
So I just want brothers and sisters to pay attention to what is the right.
正义就是说，神不管神在什么时候说话。
Now what is right is meaning no matter what time God speaks.
他说到某一件事情的时候。
Whenever he speaks regarding a matter.
不管神说话的时间是在是怎样的不相同。
Regardless of the time frame in which God speaks.
但是那一件事情显出来都是非常和谐的。
But that matter when it's manifested is very harmonious.
没有漏洞。
There is no loopholes.
没有叫人在那里发生疑问。
There is no question or doubt within man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
又比方我再举一个例子，弟兄姊妹就会更容易了解。
For example, if I give another example, then brothers and sisters will understand even more. Now, if we regarding this matter of eternal salvation,
有相当大部分的信主的人，他们相信不是永远得救的。
Of course, there's a large group of people who believe in the Lord. They do not believe in this eternal salvation.
所以这个永远得救又是辩论了一百几十年。
And of course, this matter of eternal salvation has been debated upon for many decades.
但是我们看
But when we see,
主的话是给我们看的
The Lord's words let us see
你从在救恩这一点上
Upon this matter of salvation
从一面看叫做得救
From the one hand you're saved
从另一面看叫做重生
On the other hand you're reborn
从再一面看叫做称义
And then on the other hand you're justified
用什么名字
Brothers and sisters pay attention
既然是重生了
If you are born again
你不可能把那个生命丢掉了。
You cannot lose that life.
因为你丢掉那个生命，后来又悔改信主。
Because if you throw away that life and then later you repent and believe in the Lord again,
那又要再生一次了。
Then are you going to be born once again?
那这是算是重生还是什么？
What is this counted? Born again?
那又比方说，
and then,
已经称义了。
If you have been justified,
因为一些软弱或者是失败
or maybe of some weaknesses or failures
当然在实际里面是有了不义的事情发生
and indeed practically you have done some unrighteousness
但是在他这个人称义的这一个事实上面有没有更改
but is there any change in this matter of this person being justified already
主给我们看见他给人称义了，那个人就称义了。
The Lord let us see once He justifies someone, that person is justified.
我们很容易从亚伯拉罕身上、亚伯兰身上就看到了。
Very easily we can see this on the person of Abram.
当神称亚伯兰为义的时候
，When the Lord credited Abram as righteousness,
从那时候开始，亚伯兰有没有失败和软弱呢
？At that time, did Abram still fail and was weak?
不但是有，而且是不止一次、两次、三次。
Not only did he fail and was weak, not only once, but many times.
那亚伯兰是还是不是义人呢？
Now is Abraham still someone righteous?
在地位上，在身份上，神没有改变他。
In position and status, God did not change him.
但是在实际生活上，他是有缺陷。
But in reality, yes, he had his shortcomings.
是神就来对付他，神就来挽回他。
Then God came to deal with him and to recover him.
叫他的那个实际和他的身份。相称
so that he can be living worthy of his status.
那是就说你就看到。
So brothers and sisters, then you can see.
如果我们在神话语的正义的上面，你会看见神所做的是一个不会更改。
So if we can see this in the right understanding and meaning of the word of God, what he does, he will not change.
不会发生漏洞的。
There will be no loopholes.
人家就会说了。
Then others may say.
那这样你带着不义去见主的时候，主还能叫你做义人啊
？Then when you bring this unrighteousness before God, can He still call you righteous?
这很不公平。
This is not fair.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果没有基督台前的审判
，and if there is not the judgment of the throne of Christ，
那的确是很不公平。
Then indeed it is not fair.
但是因为有基督台前的审判
，but because there's the judgment throne of Christ，
你就看见这个事情是非常非常的准确。
Then you're able to see this matter is very accurate.
如果所有去 当主来的时候，所有见主的人都是毫无瑕疵的。
If everyone comes before the Lord without any blemish,
那基督台前的设立是为了什么原因？
Then what is the establishment of the throne of Christ for?
一点作用都没有。
There is no function at all.
弟兄姊妹，当我们能了解什么叫做正义的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we understand what the right meaning and understanding,
我们自己很容易也就能体会。
Very easily then can we understand?
正义和不是正义。
What is right and wrong?
这是 一个。
This is one point in this verse.
第二个呢？
The second one.
他就是说，你要按照正义去分解。
Now, according to the right meaning, you must divide the word of truth.
去分解真理的道。
To divide the word of truth.
把神的话语来分解出来。
That you must divide the word of truth.
这个分解在希腊文里面是用一个那个做衣服的那个裁缝啊，他们这个剪裁的这样的一个意思。
Now this word dividing here in the Hebrew meaning is one who is a tailor using the scissors to cut.
你要把神的话语来剪裁出来。
Now you must custom tailor the word of God.
你剪裁出来干什么呢？
Now, when you cut this, for what is the reason?
剪裁就是为了要造成一件衣服。
Now, to do this is in order for you to make a piece of clothing.
你说你剪裁的时候，你不能乱剪。
So, when you're a tailor, you cannot just cut without any.
你说我喜欢这里剪一刀，那里剪一刀。
You cannot just cut one piece.
那么剪了以后，就把那些弄过来，就把它缝起来。这就是一件衣服。
And then you have many cut pieces, and then you sew it together. Then that's a piece of clothing.
这是不可能发生的事。
This is not something possible.
连亚当当年他们用无花叶子穿的裙子都不是这个样子。
Now, not even the fig leaves worn by Adam at that time was made this way.
都是有规有矩的。
That it was with a pattern.
不然的话就不能成功。
Otherwise, they would not succeed.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
本把神的话语裁剪，裁开来了。但是你把它和神其余的话并在一起，它又能很和谐的合拢起来。
Now when you are tailoring the word of God, and yet when you put it all together, it will still be complete.
很明显的把神的那个意思完整的就摆明出来。
And you can rightly and fitly present the word of God.
有些时候，我又是说一些，有些时候我们的一些错觉。
And sometimes we may have this misconception.
我们很重视祷告。
That we emphasize prayer.
但是有些弟兄们，他重视祷告到一个地步，是过了主的界限。
But some brethren emphasize prayer over the boundary of the Lord.
他们说。
They say.
不管怎么样了，只要你祷告，神就听。
No matter what, as long as you pray, God will listen.
这话也许是对的。
These words may be right.
神是听。
Yes, he hears it.
但是答应不答应，那是不是就不是听的问题。
But whether he answers it has nothing to do with him hearing it.
神听了，但是神不一定答应。
God may hear it, but he may not answer.
但是弟兄们所说的就是说，你只要祷告，你祷告下去，神就答应。
But what those brethren are returning to, as long as you keep on praying, God will answer.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个错觉。
Brothers and sisters, this is a misconception.
有些时候主就是不答应。
Sometimes the Lord just does not answer.
这几天我又读到耶利米书。
And these few days I read Jeremiah again.
我看见神三番四次的对耶利米说。
That I see God speaking continuously to Jeremiah.
你不要为犹大祷告。
Do not pray for Judah.
你就是为他们祷告，我也不听。
And even if you pray for them, I will not hearken.
这个是我们脑子里面好像没有的。为什么神要叫我们不为那些人祷告？
And this is something we cannot understand. How come God does not want us to pray for someone?
当然不是神随便指着一些人说你不要为他祷告。
Of course, God does not just casually point at someone and say, "Do not pray for them."
神让犹大神让耶利米不为犹大祷告。
But God has allowed for Jeremiah not to pray for Judah.
因为犹大已经在神面前堕落到一个地步，处处与神为敌。
Because Judah has fallen to such a state that they are objecting and rejecting God in every point.
神一次再次三次四次借着先知的话，借着神所用的人来提醒他们， 甚至神下手管教他们。
And God has continually reminded them through the prophets, and even God personally used His hand to deal with them.
他们就是硬着心不理会神。
But they hardened their hearts and did not listen to God.
犹大是到了这样的一个地步。
And Judah has fallen to such a condition.
已经让神定规了，一定要把他们交给。
And God has already judged them and determined to give them as captives over to Babylonia.
到了这样的光景,
and then to this condition,
你是为犹大说神啊赦免犹大,
and then if you still pray to God, God forgive Judah,
神啊拯救犹大,
to deliver them.
神不是不拯救, 神不是不赦免,
it's not that God does not forgive or save,
但神必须要给他们接受一个很严厉的管教以后才拯救。
But God must first give them a very severe discipline before God saves them and forgives them.
弟兄姊妹们，许许多多的时候，我们会说一些话很动听。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes often we can say something, some words that are very moving.
但是能不能和神其他的这真理的话配在一起的时候，能把神的这个完整弄摆出来？
But will it be harmonious with the entire word of God when it's presented?
我今天在写一篇文章。
Now, today as I was writing an article,
就是要指出一个人，他的名字叫做丁光训。
And that is to point forth this this man named Ding.
他写了一篇文章叫做信怎样的神。
And this Ding person wrote an article on what kind of God to believe.
那么他引经据典用了很多的话。
And that he used many words.
然后他的结论就是,
and what his conclusion was,
神就是爱,
that God is love,
基督就是爱,
that Christ is love.
结论没有错,
there's nothing wrong with the conclusion.
但是他要表达的意思错,
but the meaning which he wants to express was wrong.
因为这个结论没有错, 但是不完整。
But even though his conclusion was not wrong, it was not complete.
他做一个这样的结论乃是乃是为了一个目的。
And for him to come up with such a conclusion was for one purpose.
说清楚一点吧。
And just to be more clear.
就是为了叫人不要反对三智慧。
And his purpose was in order for man not to reject the three self church.
我就他引的经文里面就是说你看要不然为所多玛祷告。
And then the scriptures that he referred to was that Abram prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah.
那件事情显明神是何等的乐意饶恕人的神。
And so that matter reflects how God has a loving heart to forgive others.
约拿到尼尼微去宣告神的审判。
And when Jonah went to Nineveh to preach on the judgment of God,
但是那个宣告并没有让主让神去执行。
But that God did not execute that proclamation.
因为神看见那城里不能分辨左右手的有二十万。
Because when God saw that there's 20,000 that cannot distinguish the left from right.
所以神是满了怜悯的神，神不会追讨人。
So God is a merciful God. He will not pursue after man.
弟兄姊妹，你说。
Brothers and sisters, you say.
他信这样的神。
That he believe in this kind of God,
我就不信他的这样的神。
I do not believe in the kind of God he believes in. So I ask him.
那结果索多玛毁灭了没有？
So at the result, is Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed?
神没有毁灭尼尼微那个原因是在哪里？
And what is the reason God did not destroy Nineveh?
神的公义他不管了。
He did not.But he's not mindful of God's righteousness. And the matter that Nineveh was kept because of their repentance.
悔改了，神就赦免他们。
And so when they repented, God forgave them.
索多玛的人不肯悔改，所以就是有亚伯兰的那样的拜求，索多玛还是给烧掉。
And that Sodom and Gomorrah was still burned, even though Abram pleaded for them because they did not repent.
这位丁先生的结论就是说，神没有追讨的。
And so the conclusion of this Mr. Ding was that God does not chasten.
忘记了一件事情。
He has forgotten one matter.
神的确是爱。
That yes, God is love.
但是神不是只有爱。
But God is not only love.
他里面说的一句话是说。
And this is a
verse he said.
That the love is the most important nature or character of God.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你看他这个话有没有问题。
I don't know if brothers and sisters see any problem with this word.
非常有问题。
It is very problematic.
你说爱是神很重要的属性，那差不多。
You can say that love is a very important deity of God. That may be right.
你说爱是神最重要的属性，这就非常不准确。
But it is wrong when you say that love is the most important nature of God.
因为一说到罪，就除了这个罪以外，其他的都不算数了。
Because when you use this term most, then the others just don't count.
所以如果只有爱，那神公义上是。不算数了。
Now, so if God only has love, then what does his righteousness count? What does his holiness count?
神的智慧不算数了。
That then his wisdom does not count.
神的全能不算数了。
Then his almightiness does not count.
我们的神是完全的神。
Our Lord, our God is a perfect God.
你是要用最这一个词来形容我们的神。
Now, if you want to use this term, the most to describe
our God, 你必须把神所有的属性都加上那个最。
Then you must include all the nature or characteristics.
然后这个结论就是说，神是最完全的神。
Then you can say then the conclusion is that our Lord is the most complete God.
你单单说爱是神最高的属性。
Now if you just merely say that love is the most important nature.
你说一件事情，神不会追讨这个世界，神不会审判这个世界，神不会毁灭这个世界。
Then you will have this conclusion that God would not chasten after this world, He would not judge this world, He would not destroy this world.
但神的话并没有这样说。
But the word of God did not say.
你就是读约翰一书。
Now if you just read First John,
神是爱，那爱是出来的。
Yes, that's right. He is love.
但比如说你注意到神是爱出现以前。
But you see, you notice before God is love.
约翰一书又说了一句话很重的。
In First John, there's also other words that are very heavy.
那是神是光。
That God is light.
是在这样的情形的底下，你才看见那一位完全的神。
And only under this condition, you can see that perfect God.
他是光。
He is light.
他是爱。
He is love.
他不是只有爱没有光。
He does not only have love and no light.
他有光又有爱。
He has light and also light.
因为我们的神是完全的神。
And our God is a perfect God.
而弟兄姊妹，你就看到。
Brothers and sisters, then you see.
按照正义去裁剪神的话是非常重要的一个学习和操练。
Now it's very important, a very important lesson and experience that we have to tailor the Lord's words rightly.
因为只有这样才能把神的完全显明出来。
Then are we able to manifest the completeness of God?
不是这样的话。
And otherwise,
的确，以下的话如果放在那位丁先生的身上，一点。都没有过分。
Then the word started to come. If we place it upon this Mr. Ding, it is not too much.
哦，他讲人的道理是讲的非常多的。你圣经不熟的，你是完全要点头的。
Now he has a lot of man's logic and doctrine. If you're not familiar with the Bible, then you would approve of his things.
但事实上，你就看见他自己和听他的人都要被带到更不敬虔的地步。
But when you see himself and those who listen to him are led unto more ungodliness.
而在当时，提摩太的那个时候
，at the time of Timothy，
一个非常突出的事实就是
a very outstanding fact.
那些人说没有复活。
Those people say there's no resurrection.
不是没有复活。
It's not that there's no resurrection.
不过复活的事情已经过了。
But the matter of resurrection has already passed. There's no more resurrection.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就不对了。
This is not right.
如果这没有复活
，if there's no more resurrection。
那神怎么完成他的工作？
Then how can God complete his work?
基督的死而复活的那个意义在哪？
What is the meaning of God, of Christ died and was risen again?
我们接受主做我们的救主，那个意义又在什么地方？
Then what is the meaning of us receiving Christ as our Savior?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
圣灵用着当时的事，也用着现在的事，一直给我们看到，如果不按着正义去分解真理的道，常常是自己打自己的嘴巴的。
Now the Holy Spirit uses the time of the matters of that time and also the matters of today to let us see it's very important to rightly defy the word of truth. Otherwise, many times we would just be slapping ourselves in the face.
我们用人的话来说，这些人 永远不能自圆其说的。
To use man's words, we can say that these people, what they say, they cannot complete what they say.
而我们感谢神。
We thank God.
感谢神在什么地方？
Why do we thank God?
不管人怎么怎么的去要改变神的话。
No matter how man wants to change the word of God.
怎么怎么借着解释去解掉神的话。
On through explanation, try to explain the word of God.
圣灵给我们看见。
The Holy Spirit allows
for us to see. 神坚固的根基立住了。
That God has established his firm foundation.
神坚固的根基立住了。
That he has stand, his foundation will stand sure.
既然是立住了
Now if it will stand sure
并且立得非常的坚固
And that is very firm
那这些事情都不能更改
Then none of these matters will change
那这个坚固的根基是什么
Then what is this firm foundation of God
我们又回到第二章圣灵用保罗对提摩太说这些事你要回想
And then we return to chapter 2 regarding what Paul said to Timothy through the Spirit. You must remember these things.
你要思想。
You must meditate.
思想什么?
Meditate upon what?
耶稣基督是大卫的后裔。
That Jesus Christ is the seed of David.
他从死里复活。
He was raised from the dead.
就是这么回事。
Brothers and sisters, this is what it is.
神的计划。
The plan of God.
借着复活的神的儿子来完成, 来执行直到完成
will be executed unto completion through the risen Son of God.
这个从死里复活的主已经确定了一个事实再没有任何的权势可以把它摧毁
that, Now this risen Lord has already made sure one thing that there is no authority that can destroy it.
因为是他已经把那一个最顽强的仇敌对付掉了。
Because he already has already dealt with that most stubborn enemy.
感谢神。
Thank God.
在这一个坚固的根基，哪里有一个事实表明出来
？In this sure foundation, there is this fact that stands for.
主认识谁是他的人。
The Lord knoweth them that are his.
主知道。谁是属他的?
The Lord knows who belong to him.
主知道谁不是属他的。
He knows who does not belong to him.
既然是属主的人。
And if they do belong to the Lord,
主就按照他的拣选来引导, 来管理, 来成全。
The Lord his choice.
那因此就引出一个非常非常重要的认识和操练
And then it brings forth a very important understanding and exercise.
所以接上去就是说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义
And then it says let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
一切不义的事情你不要去沾染
Now do not defile yourself with in any matter that's defiled.
因为你是称呼主名的人
Because you're one who nameth the name of Christ.
主已经把你带进他里面。
The Lord has already brought you into him.
所以主是义的，我们就不能沾染不义。
So when our Lord is righteous, you cannot defile yourself with iniquity.
为什么会发生不义的事情呢
？Why would there be matters of iniquity?
许多许多的时候
，many many times，
不义的事情发生，乃是因为我们不甘心。丧失在地上的权利。
Now the matters of unrighteousness would come forth when we're not willing to stand at a loss regarding the earthly matters.
为了保有地上的一些权利
，in order that we can enjoy and have some rights of this world，
或者是只是一点点的好处
，or maybe just a little bit of benefit，
我们就跟不义。连上了关系
and we connect ourselves with iniquity
我们就做了一些不准确的 事情来 保存我们以为不能少的好处
or maybe we have done some matters of unrighteousness to, in order to keep some of the benefits which we do not want to lose
但是主的话提醒我们说
but the Lord's words remind us
凡就是每一个
it means anyone, let everyone
你称呼主名，你就有一个义务 离开不义。
That if you call upon the name of Christ, you must depart away. This is your duty to depart away from inequity.
你就没有权利去接受不义。
You have no right to accept unrighteousness.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
许多的时候，我们常常是因为放不开属地的事物。
So often,
而陷自己在不义的里面。
So often we do not are willing to let go of this earthly benefits that we put ourselves in unrighteousness.
不但是个人是这样。
Not only is it individually.
连团体也是这样。
Even as a group.
我说团体就是教会。
And when I refer to a group, I'm referring to the church.
连教会也会落到这样的地步。
Even the church may fall into this condition.
因为重看了属地的一些好处。
Because when you look heavily upon the earthly goodness,
或者重看一些属地的利益
or some benefits of this world,
就和不义结了盟了。
Then you have made a covenant with unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very solemn.
所以接下去有些弟兄就说，教会到了提摩太后书的时候，就堕落成了大户人家。
And so when you go, some brothers say that in the time of 2 Timothy, this, the church has become a great house.
是不是真是这样？我不敢说，不过我还是有点对这样的说法保留着我自己的体会。
I don't know if this was the case at that time, but regarding this kind of insight, then I still have some reservations in my personal view.
不过圣灵一提到这个大户人家的时候，的确提醒我们有一个非常严肃的事。
But indeed, when the Holy Spirit mentions about this great house, it reminds us of a very important matter.
提到大户人家，那就是地上的事情。
And when you mention about a great house, that's the earthly matter.
那在地上一些大户的人家。
Now on earth, in a great house.
或者说就是一个富有的家庭。
Or in a wealthy house.
那么他们家里边就有各种各样的器皿。
So in the house, there are many vessels.
有金器皿。
There are gold vessels, silver vessels.
有瓦器，有木器。
And there are vessels of wood and earth.
那么如果你要用属地的眼光来看这些，
Now if you use an earthly view to look at this,
金器皿银器皿好像是贵重的。
Now then it seems like the gold and silver vessels are honorable.
比赛也说有作为贵重的。
And also it records that some are honorable.
木器和瓦器的人看来是比较卑贱的。
And then in man's view, the earthen and woodenVessels are more dishonorable.
的确是这样。
And in fact, that is so.
在大户人家，各种各样器皿都有。
That in a great house, there are many vessels.
如果你把大户人家看作教会的话，
Now, if you look at this great house as the church,
你也许会看到，有一些聚会里面很多的博士，很多的硕士。
And so then you can see in the fellowship, you can see many different
doctor.
Oh, you can see many people with a doctor or a master degree.
或者是医生，或者是工程师，或者是大老板。
Or you can see many big bosses or doctors or some architects.
你说这些是金器皿，这是银器皿。
Then you say, oh, these are the gold vessels and these are the silver vessels.
有一些就没有那样高的学历的，也没有很多的学问的。
And those who are uneducated and uncultured.
工作也都是一般的。
And they just have a common job.
就是你这木器瓦器
and that is the wooden vessel and the earthen vessel.
你可以这样看
you can look at it this way.
但是这里不是说这件事
but this here what is speaking of is not this matter.
这里说的是什么
what is it referring to?
我们必须把整段的话看清楚
we must look at the entire passage clearly.
你是金器皿也好
whether you are a gold vessel
你是银器皿也好
or a silver vessel
木器皿也好
A wooden vessel or earthen vessel.
问题不在你的那个本质。
The matter is not in the nature of the vessel.
问题是在你那个功用。
The matter is in your function.
你那个功用准确不准确？
Is your function accurate?
如果你那个功用不准确，
If your function is not correct,
那金器皿也没有用处。
Then there is no function and use of the gold vessel.
你拿着金器皿去喂狗。
Now you use this gold vessel as something to hold the food
for the dog. 你可以上来夸耀说，你看，哇，我多厉害！喂狗的那个器皿都是金的。
Now you can boast to others how strong you are, how powerful you are that you use the gold vessel to use to hold food for the dogs.
我家里养一个猫啊，那个猫吃盛猫吃的那个那个给猫吃的那些食物的那个器皿是您的。
Now you can say I have a cat at home and I use a silver vessel to hold the cat food.
你看我多阔。
Look at how rich I am.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是人的看,
this is man's view.
神这一段话不是说这个。
The word of God here is not referring to this.
神不是看你是金是银或者是木是瓦。
God does not look at whether you are gold, silver, wooden, or earthen.
圣灵在这里给我们看见。
The Holy Spirit, what it lets us see here,
乃是
is that
那个功用准确不准确。
Is the function of the vessel accurate?
因为撒文就给我们看到。
Because the text lets us see.
说到这些器皿，在人的眼中看来，有贵重的，有卑贱的。
That in man's eyes, when you mention about this vessel, there are some honorable and some dishonorable.
但是底下马上就说。
But immediately it says.
人若自洁。
If a man therefore purged himself from these. If you're able to confine yourself.
你会自己要求自己。
You would request of yourself.
你要把你自己放在神眼中的洁净里面。去过活,
that if you want to put yourself in the pure and holiness of God to live,
你脱离卑贱,
that you would depart away from being base.
脱离卑贱,
to depart away from being dishonorable.
我们中文就加上卑贱的事, 其实就, 那个 第四是你加上去也没有太大的妨碍, 不加上去就更准确。
Now, even if you add on in the Chinese translation that you depart away from dishonor or the matters of dishonor, whether you add it on or not is fine.
你叫脱离卑贱。
Now, if you depart away from this,
什么叫做卑贱?
What is the base matter?
你必须看见神眼中怎么来看。
Then first, you must be able to see what is in the sight of God.
什么在神的眼中是贵重?
What is honorable in God's eyes?
什么在神的眼中是卑贱?
What is base in the sight of God?
我们弟兄姊妹都能懂。
Brothers and sisters, we understand.
在神眼中贵重的只有一样。
There is only one thing honorable, precious in God's sight.
就是他怀里的独生子。
That is his only begotten son in his bosom.
一切不在他不是不与他怀里的不在他怀里的独生子以外以里面的都不是贵重的。
Anything that is not in his only begotten son, the one who is in his bosom, it is not honorable.
不在神的儿子里面的在神眼中看来都是卑贱的。
Anything that is not in his son is base in the sight of God.
不管你原来是金的也好是银的也好。
Whether it be gold or silver.
如果不是在基督里,
if it is not in Christ,
神看就是卑贱,
then it is dishonorable in the sight of God.
人是这样,
it is same with man.
事是这样,
in regarding matters.
生活的内容是这样,
or the content of our daily
life. 如果不能放在基督里,
if you cannot place this in Christ,
都是卑贱,
it is all dishonorable.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就领会到主在这里说话的那个意思。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you'll be able to understand the meaning of God's words here.
人若自洁,
if a man therefore purge himself from these base matters,
结果呢?
And then,
就必作贵重的器皿,
he shall be a vessel unto honor.
那个贵重不是因为你是金还是银。
Now that being honorable is not whether you're gold or silver,
是木头还是瓦器,
whether wooden or earthen,
而是根据是不是脱离卑贱?
But it is whether you depart away from baseness.
脱离卑贱,
if you depart away from dishonor, then you shall be a vessel unto honor.
贵重在什么地方呢?
Why is it honorable?
贵重就在这里。
And this is why.
成为圣洁。
It has been sanctified.
成圣。
It's sanctified.
像神。
It is like God.
合乎主用。
It is meet for the master's use.
放在主手里是很趁手的。
And in the master's hands, it is worthy.
不会主觉得，哎呦，这个碗太大了，我拿不起。
The master will not feel this bowl is too big, too heavy, I cannot lift it.
也不会说这个碗呢太小了，我不晓得怎么把它拿住。
Or the master will not say this bowl is too tiny, I don't know how to hold it.
不。
No.
刚刚好。
It is perfect.
放在主手中非常合用。
It is fit for the master's use.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里所说的那个整个的焦点是在那个合用的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, the focal point in this is that it is meet for the master's use.
不是在乎你的出身是金是银是木是泥巴。
It is not matter of what kind of vessel you are, gold, silver, wooden, or earthen.
是在乎这些器皿。在神的眼中有没有神的性质?
It is dependent on, in this vessel, is there the nature of God within these vessels?
有没有? 不带着 与基督无关的事物。
Does these vessels hold anything that has nothing to do with Christ?
而如果是这样，
if they do,
神说这些器皿像我。
If they don't, then God says, these vessels are like me.
我可以使用它。
I can use them.
并且使用的时候非常非常的合用。
And when I use them, they are fit for my use.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
合服主用，
to be meet for the master's use.
这一段话的焦点，
and this is the focal point of this passage.
也是和上文接连起来的那一个结果，
and is also a result of connecting to the previous passage.
因为只有这样，
because only this way,
你才能被主用，
then you can be used by the master.
各样的善事，
prepare unto every good work.
我们读以弗所书的时候已经特别提到这一点，
and when we read Ephesians, we mentioned this point.
这个善事是神眼中看为美的事。
Now this good works is what is pleasing to the Lord.
不是人以为修条补路的那些事。
It's not the good deeds of this world.
当然我们说这个人中间是好事。
Of course the good deeds are good amongst men.
但是能在神眼中神看为美的，这个才是我们所该留意的。
But what is the good work, what is pleasing to the Lord, that is what we should notice.
然后底下就指出你怎么去追求进入这一个合乎主用
and then later it reports,
the 器皿的路
and then later it reports for us the path how we can pursue and enter into this path of meeting the master's use.
底下是非常明确的给我们提醒。
Now it's very clear when it reminds us later on
逃避少年人的私欲
flee from youthful lust
从倾心祷告主的人追求属灵生命里的丰盛
but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call upon the Lord with a pure heart.
我们所追求的不是外面给人的称赞
but what we pursue after is not praises from men.
也不是我们自己以为能有的夸耀
it's not something that we pursue after so that we can boast.
乃是与倾心祷告的人去追求里面生命
But we follow and pursue after those with a pure heart so we can have fullness in our life.
然后
and then,
底上就有好些很具体的生活工作的指导。
It gives us very practical instructions for living.
特别是
especially,
在忍耐
in the matter of patience,
在温柔
in meekness
在能接纳人
to be able to receive others
在这些事上的一些操练
it is some exercises in these matters
并且我们最难最难学习的一个功课就是我们不大容易会接纳人
brothers and sisters a very difficult lesson for us to learn is that we do not receive others well
如果我们非常容易根据外面的观察就给人下一个结论说这个人不可能有前途了
because very easily we would judge someone by the outer appearance that we say this person has no future
这样的轻看神的作为
that he would despise God's work
神不可能拯救他
God will not save him
但是主的话在这里提醒我
but the word of the Lord here reminds us
我们忍耐
we have patience
我们能有温柔
we have meekness
去接纳人
to receive those
不是只是一些生命里边的流露
it is not only a manifestation of the life from within
而是因为
it is because
在信心里头摸到了这一位全能的主
that in faith we're able to touch upon this all-powerful God
我们不能的
that we are not able to but he is able to
我们做不来的
we cannot do it
他做得来
but he is able
是因为这样摸到这一位全能的神
it's because we're able to touch this almighty God
我们对任何人都不会失望
then to anyone we will not be discouraged
但是我们不能不承认我们对人是有失望的
But we must confess that there are many times that we are discouraged when we see others.
但是主给我们看见。
But the Lord allows for us to see.
他的全能能改变我们眼见的光景。
That His almightiness can change our sight, what we judge our base our judgment on.
这里的话不是说那你就等着看神怎么改变他。
Then the words of the Lord here does not tell us, wait and see how the Lord changes him.
这里的话是叫我们看神怎么改变我自己这个人。
But the words of the Lord here lets us see how God will change us.
而我读到这个地方，我非常自然就想起
你
其中说过的有几句话很有意思。
And when I read the words here, I think of something that Brother Nee said that is very interesting.
他说我们侍奉神啊不是为神工作。
He says that when we serve God, it's not that we're working for God.
乃是让神工作。
It is to allow for God to work.
一个不会让神工作的人。
Because one who does not know how to allow for God to work,
他就不能为神工作。
He cannot work for God.
这里给我们看到就是这里。
Here, let's just see this.
我们看见的是那一位全能的神在带着我们在一切的事上去生活。去操练去做父
We can see the Almighty God who leads us in our daily living to train ourselves to work.
这个人今天也许是抵挡神抵挡得 很厉害
Maybe someone that person today opposes God very greatly.
但神能叫他悔改
But God can cause him to repent.
今天这个人是给魔鬼捆绑到连挣扎的力气都没有。
Now this person may be bound by the devil so strong that this person cannot even struggle.
但是神一动工。
But once God works.
神在他里面点一下。
When God just enlightens him from within.
他里头就亮了。
Then he would be enlightened.
他就醒悟过来。
Then he would be awakened.
他就会拒绝仇敌的欺骗和捆绑了。
Then he would reject the snare and the deceiving of the enemy.
他就能脱离仇敌的网罗。
Then he can depart away from the snare of the enemy.
就这些都不是我们能做的。
But sister, this is not something that we can do.
这是神自己。做的
It is done by the God himself.
但是我们如果愿意在主的面前去完成主给我们的呼召或者是一个交托
But if we're willing before the Lord's presence to complete what he has entrusted to us or his calling
我们必须凭着神的怜悯去学习看神是能
then we must train ourselves to be able to see that God is able
因为只有这位能的神
because only this God who is able
才能成就他所定规要做的事
able to complete what he has willed
话要引回来
then we have to return
神做工有一个法则
that when God works he has a principle
就是他必须要有人与他配搭
then he must have the agreement of man
什么时候神得着人 神就做工
whenever God is able to gain man as a vessel he will work
什么时候神没有得着人他就等
when he did not gain man then he will wait
神在这里向提摩太说你要做何用的器皿
God here speaks to Timothy, you must be a vessel that is meet for the master's use.
你现在不合用，神就等。
You are not for proper use now, God waits.
等到你合用的时候，神就用。
Until you are meet, then God will use it.
神得着了你提摩太，神就借着提摩太做他要做的。
And when God is able to gain you, Timothy, then God will work through you.
同样的话对我们也是。
Similarly, it speaks the same to us.
我们必须追求。要在主的手里成为主能用又何用
We must pursue after that we're meet for the master use and fit for his use.
尼弟兄那句话是说的太清楚太宝贝了
Brother Nee's words are too precious and too clear.
我们先要学习让神来做
We must learn first to allow for God to work.
不会让神来做的
If we do not know how to allow for God to work,
做神的工
then we cannot do the work of God.
圣灵在这里提醒提摩太也是一样。
The Holy Spirit reminds Timothy the same here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为提醒提摩太的话也是对我们说的话。
Because the words here to remind Timothy are also words to remind ourselves.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们实在看见一个非常非常叫我们得安慰的事。
The Lord indeed lets us see something that is very encouraging.
我们的出身，我们的背景也许。 都不好。
That our background and where we come from may not be good.
我们不是金器皿，我们不是银器皿。
We may not be gold or silver vessels.
我们不过是木器、瓦器。
We can maybe be wooden and earthen vessels.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他的怜悯。
His mercy.
他的恩典。
His grace.
他的作为。
His work.
叫我们脱离卑贱。
So that we would purge ourselves from being base.
他要把我们造成他何用的器。
So that he would create in us as a vessel meet for his use.
我们称颂我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
说从前有一个主的老侍女，
so,
他在神面前一次的祷告，很摸到我的心，直到现在我没有忘。
So before there was an old maiden servant of the Lord, her prayer very much touched my heart that I did not forget until this day.
他说主啊我不求你叫我做金器皿。
She says, Lord, I do not pray that you make me a golden vessel.
我也不求你叫我做银器皿。
Or to make me a silver vessel.
我只求你叫我在你手中做何用的器皿。
I only pray that you make me a vessel meet for your use.
弟兄姊妹们我想这个祷告也该是我们的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I think this ought to be also our prayer.
求主恩待我。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我想今天晚上我们交通第二章就到这了。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight and chapter 2 here.